back live, 855-453.
The SACL toll-free call-in line. Had a little bit of a technical difficulty there. Please forgive. 855-450-3733. It's live Thursday night edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Luther.
That's right. Ian is down playing political games with the bureaucrats downtown at some kind of committee meeting on the Bearcat. We discussed that at length last night as a armored attack vehicle that, well, I guess is going to be given for free to the city of Keene, and they're delighted to have it. We're protecting the officers by having the Bearcat. Of course, you know, one of the thoughts that I have is the protection of the Bearcat is it's kind of like having a gun in the dash compartment of your car. It's not really useful until you go get it.
Right.
You know, so if you're in some situation where bullets are flying, and this is what the cops were constantly referencing, flying bullets, you know, why not buy Bearcats for every police officer? I mean, let's
right,
just
instead
have...
instead of a cruiser.
Right. I mean, you know, the concern was these Crown Vics aren't bulletproof. Well, heck, why are we just getting one? You know, anyway, you know, my concern isn't police having the tools that they need to do their job. My concern is the militarization of the police departments across America. The Keene Department's no different. These cops are wearing black uniforms.
Right. Heavy boots.
The big boots. You know, some of them tuck their pants into their boots. You know, there's more tools on their belts, which, you know, tools are good. But the deployment of tasers and the use of pepper spray was supposed to be sort of this thing to do instead of shooting somebody, this thing that, you know, one did instead of shooting. There are far more deployments. Like, somebody did the math, and the math is something like there are 100 times more uses of pepper spray and tasers than there are of fatal shootings prior to the use.
Right. Maybe perhaps because
shootings.
Maybe perhaps because it's perceived as being non-lethal. You know, a taser and a pepper spray. That therefore it's more acceptable to just pull out and use on instinct.
Yes, and it's much more, and it's about pain compliance in a lot of ways.
Sure.
You know, police officers don't have to do, you know, arm locks, which, you know, sometimes it's better to be tased than arm locked. I'm not going to say that those things aren't true. I'm concerned about the militarization of the police. So my solution to the Bearcat situation is get the Bearcat, paint it pink, put flowers and ladybugs on it. And, you know, then, and to go along with it, shouldn't the police uniforms be powder pink to go along with it? Then, you know, I'm not going to have as big of a dispute as I would otherwise. To me, it's about the color of the vehicle. So you can give us a call at 855-450-3733 if you believe I'm besmirching the good name of our law enforcement officers across America by suggesting that they wear a different color. I think that the color of the uniforms and the style of the helmets look like, they look for all the world like the helmets that World War II Germany wore.
Yeah, they do.
Like they're it's some kind of psyop.
Right, it's that shape. It's kind of round where it covers the ears, and
yep,
it's a little higher over the brow, and then it kind of flares out on the back. I think the same thing when I look at them.
And I, you know, to me, this is an intimidation technique. We are here.
Sure.
We are in control. We are the masters. You are the servants. And if, you know, that's supposed to be the opposite.
Yeah. It's the same with state troopers, where how they wear their hats, you know, pushed forward.
Yes.
So to such an extreme extent, you know, that it almost looks like they're furrowing their head, their entire head, not just their brow.
With their with their close cropped haircuts on the back, you know,
mm-hmm,
you can see their skull, not their skull, but their, you know, their scalp. And then the sunglasses and the whole thing. I mean, it's intended to
right,
create an air of intimidation.
How they posture as well. They have very aggressive body language, which you might notice. You know, they puff their chest out quite a bit. You know, their hands might be clenched more often than not.
I think that I'm just concerned that anybody who wants to create that atmosphere, what are they, you know, what's their attitude like? How do they, what are they thinking if what they're trying to do is create this level of intimidation? It's, I mean, you know, a person who's trying to intimidate is, you know, to me, going to be act in a more aggressive fashion.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be the servant that they claim to be. And that, All of that. It's all of it together. I'm not talking about armored vehicles for the police. It's all of it together that disturbs me. And I was sitting, I went to the event, and I sat in there, and I listened to, you know, some things they said, and no doubt it's compelling. In this particular case, there's been a lot of skullduggery, though. There's been a lot of lying mm-hmm. on the part of the Linco, the company that produces these things, and on the part of the, people that work in the government. The lawyers for the city of Keene have said that, we can't show the promotional video that was on the front page of Linco's website because of intellectual property issues. The front page of Linco's website, you can't show that, you can't show pictures from, and then the city councilor said, I haven't seen the video, I do not need to see the video. I mean, two city councilors that Ian talked to don't want to see the video.
Wow.
The people that are supposed to represent the interests of the public will not watch a video intended for the public.
That type of willful ignorance is not becoming of a civil servant, I feel, especially when...
Well, that's the elected politician. The civil servant is the lawyer who then claimed it was an intellectual property issue.
So
a video on the front page of a public website is an intellectual property issue. Insane. Lynn Linco pulls the video off because they don't want anybody to see that. They don't want the counselors to see this video. So they play along in this. This is not the actions of people that are acting above board, people that want to protect other folks. This is the action of thieves and liars.
Right. They just want to be able to sneak this in, you know, make a buck, make a quick buck, and not have people say, Jack about it.
Yeah, and Linco's got a Facebook page, and it's open for comment. I would recommend, folks go there and check out their Facebook page, L-E-N-C-O. They're in Massachusetts. I can't remember the name of the town specifically, but they are in Massachusetts, so it's Linco. So that was that's what I did today. I'm sure Ian will have exhaustive things to say about it once we get back. But I was confronted by a video and yet another situation where a motorist in diabetic shock gets kicked to sleep by the police.
Wow.
So I know that diabetic shock it's difficult for people who are not doctors to diagnose this. They kind of sit there and woggle around a little bit. They look for all the world like somebody's had way too many drugs. Their eyes aren't shut. They're not rolling back in their head. They're not doing a grand mal seizure kind of thing. They're just unresponsive, lethargic, and stuff like that. So I can see why police make this mistake, but how many diabetics do we have to kick to sleep before they start training police in recognizing this?
Sure.
So you watched the video with me. I saw it from freedomsphoenix.com. It is linked to there from the Las Vegas Review Journal. It says here Adam Green is on his stomach as a pack of police officers pile on him, driving their knees into his back and wrenching his arms and legs. One officer knees him in the ribs, and another kicks him in the face. Yeah, by that they mean multiple times. You saw the video.
Yeah.
I've never seen a man on the ground, prone, on his face, kicked so many times.
I have. by a gang of skinheads.
Okay. I mean, you know, there's seven or eight officers. One guy in, you know, a late model Accord in racing beige. I mean, you know, this is not what you would call, a dangerous situation. You know, some mm-hmm. guy who looks like, you know, he's in his 40s. He's in, you know, just your ordinary car. I mean, just... The cop comes up on him. He's got the gun pointed directly at him through the door. He's kicking on the car door. Just, it's crazy. It looks like such an overuse of force. 855-450-3733. You can give us a call, comment if you'd like. 855-450-FREE.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7777.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free. That's the SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. The live Thursday night edition of Free Talk Live. Mark with you.
And Luther.
You can give us a call, talk about anything you want to talk about. At Free Talk Live, we've got lots of different ways to listen. And not only are we on more than 100 great radio stations across the country, and XM, and free-to-air satellite. But we've got the listen lines where you can call in anywhere and from anywhere, well, anywhere you want. I mean, long-distance fees do apply. We've got the webcam at cam.freetalklive.com, and live streams right there. You can, when you go to cam.freetalklive.com, it's streaming, but there's also all different types of live stream options. I believe Ian has set up three different options. There's like a low-quality, mid-quality, and high-quality stream, depending on what's right for you. So what other show does that?
Right.
I mean, the customer service here at Free Talk Live, it's a high level of customer service. And you know, worth every penny you pay for it.
Right, and how many people really require the low-quality stream? You know, not that many, but we still cater to them. I mean, that's for people with dial-up internet.
It's people with dial-up internet and people who might be listening, say, through smartphones maybe on 3G or something like that. But, you know, I mean, you know what it's like not to be in the urban areas. Everybody wants to serve the urban areas because that's where the population is.
Right.
Well, you know, we try to serve them all. Free Talk Live, well, we've grown a show by broadcasting to cornfields. So you can give us a call at 855-450-3733. This video, Luther, you watched it with me. And right. It's a shocking video. It's a video of a cop comes up to a, you know, what looks like a late 90s, maybe early aughts Accord. Tries to kick, I don't know, it kicks the door. You can't kick the door in on a car.
Right. I laughed out loud when I saw that. I wasn't sure what he was doing.
Strange kind of behavior. But, the kicking wasn't really the big deal when you've got an automatic, semi-automatic handgun pointed at your head. But this guy was basically unresponsive in the car. He wasn't really doing anything. The police officer gets his buddy to come while he still holds the weapon on the man. The other guy holsters his weapon, grabs the guy, pulls him out. Two officers pull him out. They put him to the ground. They go, stop resisting, stop resisting. I mean, the guy put his hands down when he was put on the pavement. But what you have to understand with these with diabetic shock, that's what the guy was going through, is, you know, they don't act. Cops need to be trained in what this is. Mm-hmm. They don't act in, they're not doing a grand mal seizure or anything like that. They're unresponsive. They're lethargic. You know, that's what a diabetic shock is. And they proceeded to kick this man to sleep. I mean, just threw kicks over and over to his head, mm-hmm. knees to his side, several...
Right. After the first five or so cops had him down on the ground, you see one come out from the right side of the video and just start kicking, you know?
Just to help out.
Yep.
So Adam Green was on his stomach as a pack of officers pile on him, driving their knees into his back, wrenching his arms and legs. Forgot to mention that part. It's got to be very painful to have your arm pulled up in that position.
Mm-hmm.
One other officer, one officer knees him in the ribs. Actually, I saw two kneeing. Another kicks him in the face. Stop resisting! Officers yelling on the video. Yell, but Green, his face pushed to the pavement, hasn't resisted. He doesn't even move. He can't move because he's gone into diabetic shock because of low blood sugar. The video, recorded more than a year ago by police car dash cameras, was released Tuesday by Green's lawyers. The same night, the Henderson City Council approved a settlement of $158,000 for Green, and his wife received an additional $100,000 from Henderson, which is under the minimum amount of that it requires. So here we are, our tax-feeding servants, mm-hmm. costing an additional $500,000.
Right.
Excuse me, $250,000 for getting all hyped up on adrenaline. I got me a resistor, boys. I got me a resistor.
Yeah.
And you know,
you hear them get back in the car and start laughing about it afterwards. That was really disturbing. And one of the cops says, "I could have taken him by myself."
Yeah, well, they figured out he was in diabetic shock. You didn't get to see that part because we were short on time. But they did mention, we found some insulin. And they figured out after they had put this man into kicked him unconscious, semi-conscious is the term they used, kicked him unconscious, that they had beaten up a guy who was in diabetic shock.
Wow.
And then they laughed about it.
Wow.
And
there's a word for that type of person. Sociopath.
You know, you've got to be detached to do this job, but then the job causes you to be detached, and you end up, like, I understand when dealing with criminals what it must be like. However, when dealing with the public, if this is how you act, I just don't know. I mean, does this position of police officer as it exists today create in people this sociopathic behavior?
I would argue that it does. I mean, I've heard of cops off duty in a bar drawing their gun and yelling, "I can do whatever the bleep I want. I'm a cop."
Mm-hmm. And, it's not always. When it comes to acts of violence, often they can.
Sure.
Now, there's other acts that if a police officer perpetrates that, well, you know, they'll go after them, no doubt. But when it comes to acts of violence, it's like, well, you know, we have to err on the side of forgiveness when it comes to these people we've given this monopoly privilege on the use of violence to. And, you know, I guess I can understand why people choose to do that. But, you know, how many stories do we need to hear? How many people going into diabetic shock need to have their teeth kicked out of their mouth?
Right.
And this is, they didn't, the city of Henderson didn't give this guy a quarter of $1 million because they were right. This wasn't a settlement. Towns don't settle. It doesn't work that way when suits are made against towns. They don't have to worry about it. Many of the big businesses, they'll settle because they don't want to pay the lawyers for the trouble. But the towns, they're just using your tax dollars. They don't have to worry
about
it. Right,
it doesn't matter.
All right. 855-450-3733. Let's go to apparently Christopher Walken's calling in. Christopher, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. My name is Christopher Walken. I'm from Hollywood.
Hollyweird, is it?
I thought you were from Brooklyn.
To make maybe an unconventional endorsement of Ron Paul.
Really?
I think he's a pretty great guy.
What is it you like best about Ron Paul? Christopher.
Well, I like that if I were to give him a watch, I believe he could get it to my friend's son.
Is that some reference I don't get?
To Pulp Fiction, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you know, my friend Jerry Seinfeld is here. He'd like to say hello.
It sounds like the same guy. Go ahead.
Jerry, yes, no. Jerry apparently does a very good impression of me. That's right. I do.
So this is Jerry Seinfeld doing an impression of Christopher Walken?
Oh, no. He's left. apparently, a postman was running after him. I'm not sure why.
Was it a fat postman?
It was. But which ones aren't? They are better workers, after all.
Christopher, thank you for calling in on the show tonight.
Thank you. Have a wonderful night.
Same to you.
That's been calling a long time.
Yeah, 855-450-3733. All kinds of stars call in on Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free. That's the SACL toll-free call in line. 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Luther.
It's a live Thursday edition of Free Talk Live. You can call in, share what's on your mind. Do you not have enough time to read books anymore? Audiobooks are a great way to get in that reading that you want to do without carving out time in your day to sit down and read a book. Audible.com is the leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment. They've got every book over there that you can imagine. Well, I guess that's an exaggeration. There's certainly books they don't have, but they've got more than 100,000 titles, much more than 100,000 titles at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's how you go get a free one. And, you know, you can sign up for their service that way. It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Get a free audiobook. It's a gift from them to you via Free Talk Live. I just searched. We were talking about police. I just searched police in there and got 1984, the new classic edition by George Orwell is the second result. You can, you know, it's probably something that everybody should read every 5 or 10 years, 1984. Right. It's one of those iconic books. 855-450-3733. You can get it completely free from audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. It's Creighton calling from Louisville. Creighton, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
How are you guys tonight?
All's well.
I was called in because I heard you talking about a sociopathy in police department. And I generally agree that the environment that people work in tends to encourage that within people is like everyone has it to some degree. But the question I have for you guys to think about is, what if we don't have some place for sociopaths, the true sociopaths, to work? Like traditionally, those kind of people entered the military and they stayed there. They were the career types that you depended on to do the harm when the harm was required. Now, that's not really good to have police departments do that, but we don't want them in our modern military either, because it's a different kind of world.
Because the modern military is used as a police department.
people, and we don't want that either. I mean,
right.
So we have a quandary here. As libertarians, we or voluntarists of that philosophical nature, that's the one problem that I have that I've never been able to really address, is that sociopathy, real sociopathy, there's a certain percentage of the population that is a sociopath. And we don't have, that I can tell, a solution for that problem.
One of my concerns here, Crichton, is that, A, that emotional detachment breeds emotional detachment. I mean, you recognize this in the first part of your statement, but I want to reiterate it. I think it's very important, is that I'm not claiming that police are all sociopaths by any stretch. I'm claiming in this instance that the situations they have to deal with require a certain level of emotional detachment, and that emotional detachment has consequences. However, when we're talking about what to do with sociopaths in society, sociopaths are, A, very adaptable organisms. They're going to do what it takes to get by because they're going to do what it takes to get by. That's what that's really what a sociopath is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Someone who does not consider the ethics of their actions to achieve their end. That's certainly true.
Therefore, they'll do whatever it takes. If the actions are ethical, they will do the ethical actions in order to get what they want, because for them, the ends truly justify the means. They don't care about the means. The means mean nothing to them. It's all about the ends, so therefore they'll operate as they have to operate. Secondarily, I don't think that there wouldn't be a professional military organization or many in whatever world that has more freedom in it. I think that, there are still going to be people around once you achieve some level of freedom that want to subjugate you, and so therefore that's what the purpose of some kind of militarized organization would be. So, if you believe that those people are drawn to those organizations, I don't think those organizations would not exist.
I can accept that.
Any other thoughts?
No, thank you. Have a nice day.
Thanks, Crichton. Appreciate your call. 855-450-3733. The speculation on what a free world would be like is always very interesting to play the game. But, military organizations, paramilitary organizations, protection organizations, these things are going to exist anywhere, because there are always going to be people with different kinds of goals. And people have shown, humans have shown, that they're willing to use violence to meet their goals. So you're going to need to use violence to some extent or another to prevent people who are trying to reach evil goals. So we were talking about these officers out in near Vegas, Henderson, that just beat unconscious and kicked unconscious a man who was in diabetic shock, and talking about how police often don't receive any kind of, and as far as I know, this family got $250,000 for this incident, but
right, they got it from the city.
Yeah, but the police, what has happened to them? Have they been put in the stocks and had rotten fruit thrown at them? Have they been beaten up themselves? Have they? I mean, do the police officers have to pay these fines?
No.
None of these that I know of.
They probably just went to work like they always do.
And like I said, when it comes to acts of violence, often police officers are given a pass because they work in a violent job. But from RawStory.com, authorities in Tennessee are accused of a cover-up after marijuana was found at the house of a state official. Tennessee police reportedly found marijuana in plain view when they entered the home of Alcohol Beverage Commission Director Danielle Elks to check for intruders. The commission is in charge of eradicating marijuana in the state in addition to regulating alcohol sales. Has anybody caught what I've just said here? The director of the organization, at least one of the organizations that is tasked with the eradication of marijuana in the state, had marijuana in plain view in her home when the police came to check.
I'm drowning in the irony.
Yes. An unnamed ABC employee came forward to tell WSMV that it was unfair Elks had not been investigated. I grant you that had happened to any of us ABC employees, that we'd have been made an example of.
ABC, like the liquor stores?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
No, no, ABC, like, this is the Alcohol Beverage Commission, excuse me.
Right.
So this is...
I believe they run the liquor stores in Tennessee.
I couldn't say. There are ABC liquor stores. There is a liquor company, store company, that is called ABC also, so I'm not going to go out on that.
Right, one. I remember there was one in Florida, and they made really cheap stuff. But anyway.
Whatever. I wouldn't be able to say. So this is an Alcohol Beverage Commission employee said that had this been anybody else, they would have been made an example of. But since it was director, it wasn't them. We would have been put in headlines in the newspaper and news everywhere else. Do you think this was a cover-up, said asked the WSMV's reporter here, Jeremy Finley. Sure appears that way. It stayed mighty quiet for a long period of time. A Tennessee Highway Patrol trooper and two Dixon County deputies had gone to Elk's home on the night of October the 12th to inform her that her husband, Joel Taz DiRigiorno, a keyboardist with the Charlie Daniels Band, had been killed in a car crash. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. The officers entered the home after they discovered that the back door was open. What?
Huh.
The police summaries obtained by WSMV show that officers saw what they suspected to be marijuana on a table, describing it as a green leafy substance. She was just chopping up her oregano on the coffee table. It's a big deal.
Yeah, that's where I cut up my oregano.
Absolutely. I mean, you want to watch TV in the living room, and you got to chop up the oregano. Dry it out. They allegedly found rolling papers.
So?
This is circumstantial at best. The governor's marijuana eradication and a governor's marijuana eradication task force sticker. Right there. This lady loves the irony. 855-450-3733. Sorry to hear it about her husband. 855-450-FREE. What do you think about this?
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. You can give us a call. Talk about whatever's on your mind. If you want to talk about this Alcohol Beverage Commission director, Danielle Elks, that got, not busted for having marijuana on her coffee table. You can call and talk about that. 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Luther.
If you're looking at procuring some precious metals, whether it's as a hedge against inflation, investment, barter currency, to me it seems like they're poised to move upward again. Had a little bumpy road here in 2011, but lots of experts predicting it goes up. I don't know, but to me, I've got plenty, and if you want to get some, it's gold.freetalklive.com. We make it easy for you to price comparison there. At gold.freetalklive.com, we're hooked up with Midas Resources, one of the largest purveyors of gold in America. And you can be sure you'll be treated well. It's gold.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Let's go to Ed in Washington. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, a lot of things. Actually, real quick, the first thing was that incident where the cops mistreated the diabetic.
Yeah.
At the initial scene, it shows the cop going up to the car and kicking at the window.
Yes.
With his foot.
Yes.
With his gun drawn. And I thought, that's that right there just sets up everything to be violent. I mean, yeah. His approach, the whole approach was, one of violence. That set the whole scene. Everything that followed after that was just, unacceptable.
Yeah, it looked like this guy had sort of passed out in the middle of the road. I mean, his car seems to be in like right in the middle of the road, and maybe the cop thought that he was some kind of drug addict or whatever. So he goes up there,
ready. That's a whole lot of presumption.
It's just a lot of presumption. Sure,
he's a drug addict, but wait a minute, the guy maybe just passed out. Maybe he had a heart attack.
Maybe he had a heart attack.
That's no justification for a cop to go up, draw his gun, and start kicking at the guy's window.
Yeah,
I mean, come on. That's
an extraordinarily aggressive posture. If odd looking, if you go to this video, they've got it at freedomsphoenix.com. It's from Las Vegas Review Journal. If you want to go see this video, this officer is clearly hyped up and ready for action.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's the second thing. Now, I mean, that was the first thing. The second thing is you were talking about a place for the sociopaths to kind of vent themselves, and one of the items was that they needed to be in the military, and I would very, very seriously contest that. I was in the U.S. Navy for 30 years, and I want to tell you that I'm in no way, manner, fashion, shape, or form any kind of sociopath.
Mm-hmm.
I loved the job I was doing, and I stayed there for the time because it was fun, and it paid good. Not very good, but it paid good.
Good.
I mean, I got 30 days, three squares a day, some place to sleep, and a house over my head, depending upon where I was at. If I was a ship at sea, it was like pitching and rolling all the time, but,
you get used to it.
So the whole thought about the places for sociopaths, I met a few of them in my life, and then there's very, very few. it just seems that they gravitate toward positions of power.
Yeah.
You understand?
Sure.
In the military, you're not in a position of power. You're always taking orders from somebody who happens to be a civilian.
Yeah.
I will give you that there are people who are in positions of power in the military who just let it all go to their head, but they're very, very few. And most of the people that I have worked with were, you know, they were human.
Yep.
Now, I don't know about the police. I did a stint in the security police department for about a year when I was stationed at the naval station Whidbey Island.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't experience that kind of thinking either. So I'm going to think that there's probably whoever's doing the hiring for the police departments probably is not looking at the kind of people that they're hiring, or if they are, they're looking to make sure they get the kind of people that they want. Okay?
Yep. I absolutely agree that the hiring process is probably the most pivotal when it comes to police department. Different departments handle this differently. Here in Keene, they have a very long interview process. They look for people with degrees and that kind of thing. Other departments, they want people with low IQs. I mean, literally, they will exclude people with IQs that are too high. So
right.
As a matter of fact, there's an article about that. If you do a search for cop doesn't get hired because the IQ is too high, you'll find that particular item.
Actually, yeah, several of them. But there is the one case that became really big, but there's several people complain about the same thing. Ed, the caller mentioned that the military is where sociopaths go to reside. I gave him to him as a given when I said that I think that military organizations will still exist, so therefore he wouldn't have to be concerned with that. But let me ask you about, say, snipers and that kind of thing. In the Navy, you probably weren't a Navy sniper. I don't know that one exists.
I don't think I could have been either, because it's just not my, I was raised to respect all life.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
To be able to do that job, it would take a high level of detachment from what one does. I mean, one has to spot out and keep an eye on the person one's going to shoot. They have to then make sure that they've, you know, blown their head into little bitty pink chunks after they're done. I mean, it's a job where you've got to have a strong stomach and not really think about the repercussions of your actions, I would think.
I don't know. I've tried to put myself into that mentality of being mm-hmm. someone who would just, you know, as you say, detachedly, if this is such a word, taking the life of another person. And I could never see myself doing that. Never. It's just, if the person hasn't done anything to me personally, has not caused my life to become a living misery, I would look at it as, you know, you, that kind of a person has got some serious problems. And what
sure.
happens when they get released and back into the civilian population? You know, what are you dealing with then?
I don't know.
Usually post-traumatic stress.
I can't remember, but remember the D.C. sniper? Didn't he have some kind of military training or something?
Yes,
I can't remember.
The Army.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ed, thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. You can call in and give your opinion on this. Luther, you know, I mean, we didn't really discuss whether or not we thought that sociopathy was something that might be prevalent in the military. But what Ed says is, you know, largely true. Mostly in the military, you're fixing helicopters or
right.
working on ships, and you're doing what you're told, and, mostly trying to avoid work, it seems. But there's certainly some dedicated military individuals out there. I've heard from a lot of people that they spent most of their military career avoiding work, not doing it.
Sure, sure. And I've heard that quite a bit as well. I'd like to raise a question. Does being a sociopath necessarily mean that you're prone to violence?
I don't think it does.
Yeah, isn't the definition just that you believe that your actions or even potential actions are not necessarily unethical? Or even if they are, you just don't care?
Right. And like ethics is not something that
you take into account.
Right. Like it's just not a concern of yours is my understanding of what sociopathy is. I'm sure Wikipedia has a, Wikipedia does not claim that there is a sociopathy. They've called it antisocial personality disorder.
Hmm.
It's described as as a pervasive pattern of disregard and violation of the rights of others that begins in childhood or early adolescence and continues into adulthood. Hmm. So this is more of, I think, the violent sociopathy as opposed to, you know, what
right,
we would call
sociopathy. I mean, yeah, so in that case, you could, the original caller asked where could we find a place for sociopaths, and, well, you could just make them middle management paper pushers.
You know, I mean, if you're... You know, you're not. If your concern is the ends justify, if your thought is that the ends justify the means every time, no matter what the means are, that they're justified by the ends, and that to me has always been sort of what sociopathy is, then, well, you know, lots of. If you work in a moral system, then the means will be moral, so therefore the ends. It wouldn't matter what the ends are because you'll be doing moral means. I think that in a system that's more moral, that does not create a place for people that lack the sort of fundamental morality. And I believe, by the way, that I'm on the cusp of this. Mm-hmm. I believe I'm one of those people that, you know, given the orders, under believing those orders to be just, I can do it. I just think that I would be one of those folks. But, you know, I learned something. You know, here's a system that's in place. Libertarianism is a moral code. Once I learned that moral code, this is easy to apply. I've got it. I'll apply this for my life.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but other people get the moral code of I follow orders.
Sure.
And when you've got the moral code of I follow orders, you'll do anything. 855-450-3733.
It's a dangerous mindset to be in.
You know, I mean, it's the one that the Nazis used in Nuremberg. I know, I brought up the Nazis. But, you know, it's true. They were just following orders. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Get in the zone!
You can prolong the life of your engine and save by doing regular oil changes yourself. And AutoZone's here to help. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Mobil Super Conventional Motor Oil and an STP oil filter at the low price of only $15.99. See store for restrictions and details. If you've never done the job yourself, it's a good time to start. Change your oil on time and on your own with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Americans are losing their wealth. People are rioting in the streets. For years, the American people have ignored the assaults on our liberty. The book In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, not only reveals the truths and the deceptive tactics that have caused the decline of our liberty, but also identifies and explains how we, the American people, can restart what was once a free America. It's time to wake up, protect our liberty, and return the government back to its proper role. It's time to know the truth. Order In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.